big issues. Permanent abortion funding ban. Support, Representative Dan Lipinski, Democrat, Illinois. Lipinski serves on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. As an elected public official, one of the ways I can assist in protecting those who are vulnerable is by enshrining the Hyde Amendment into law. Introduced in 1976, the life-saving Hyde Amendment prevents the use of taxpayer dollars to fund most abortions and abortion coverage through government programs like Medicaid. An ever-growing majority of Americans believe our government should not fund abortion. A January Marist poll found a majority of Americans oppose any taxpayer funding of abortion by a double-digit margin, 54% to 39%. The strong support for restricting taxpayer funding for abortion came despite the fact that a majority of Americans identify as pro-choice, 55%. While one would think an amendment that responds to widely supported beliefs and whose protections are responsible for 2 million Americans being alive today should be celebrated, there are pro-abortion extremists in Congress who aim to eliminate it. Fortunately, President Trump has pledged his commitment to make the Hyde Amendment permanent. The bill I co-sponsored with Representative Chris Smith, the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act, does that. Our bill does two important things. It makes the Hyde Amendment and other current abortion funding prohibitions permanent. It ensures that any health insurance plan on the health care exchanges that funds abortion is fully disclosed and transparent to the consumer. Our bill responds to a clear mandate from a majority of Americans that their tax dollars shouldn't pay for abortions. This is just one of many ways we can protect the vulnerable. Oppose, Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat, California. Swalwell is a member of the House Judiciary Committee. Can you name a medical procedure for men that's permitted by law, yet restricted so that it's unavailable to the poor or residents of specific states? I didn't think so. Yet since 1976, the Hyde Amendment has forbidden using federal funds to cover abortion services, most notably through Medicaid, but also for public employees, military families, Peace Corps volunteers, and Native Americans served by the Indian Health Service. This has effectively ensured that while well-off women can exercise their constitutional right to make their own medical decisions, poorer women cannot and so endure unwanted pregnancies or unsafe alternatives. Much of that is by women of color, mothers of multiple children, and single parents. And 25 states have imposed even more restrictions, some prohibiting private insurance's coverage of abortion services, leaving women in many places with no option. That's why I'll be an original co-sponsor of the Equal Access to Abortion Coverage in Health Insurance, Each Woman Act, in this Congress, as I was in the 114th and the 115th Congresses. The bill requires that if a woman gets her care or insurance through the federal government, her insurance provider will be reimbursed for all reproductive care, including abortion. And it bars federal, state, or local political meddling in the decisions of private health insurance companies to offer coverage for abortion care. With a record number of women now serving our nation in the House, I hope we will vote upon the Each Woman Act and pass it, a moment in which those who truly believe in freedom can stand up and be counted. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable Name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510. Phone, 202-224-3121. The Honorable Name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515. Phone 202-225-3121.